Amen. Father, we thank you for this day, for truly this is the day
that
you have made. Therefore, Father,
thank you,
we
Jesus.
Will rejoice
thank
in
you,
it, and we will be glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you sent your word, and you brought healing, you brought strength, you brought peace. Therefore, Father, even as we
thank
have entered and stepped into this new day, Father, we said, let thy will be done and have thy way. We decree and we declare that this time of
thank
prayer
you,
is a place of unity, peace, love, joy, and happiness. Father, we thank you, Lord, not only that, but this place, as we declare it to be, is a place of responsibility and opportunity and possibility. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen, amen. Prophet Sam, let's open up the whole line.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we come before you, we first give you honor and praise. God, we thank you for another midnight cry in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you with men and women, God, on one accord. Father, we thank you that there are more than two or three gathered in your name. Father, we thank you that a threefold cord won't be broken, God. Father, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come before you. And, Father, as we're in your presence, God, always in your presence, God, we ask you, God, to wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us for anything we've said or done against each other, ourselves, or you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we come together, God, we're specifically asking you for breakthrough miracles, God. Father, we're asking you for the miracle work and power of healing and restoration. Father, we're asking you, God, for the miraculous power of raising up the dead in us, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we're thanking and praising you for this ministry. Father, we thank you for the outcry to call men and women together for your anointed word, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for sparing us, God. We thank you for our family, our children. Father, we thank you for our ministries, God. Father, we thank you, God, because you've kept us when nobody else could keep us. Father, we thank you for saving us, God. Father, we thank you for the way you've worked in our lives over these years, God, and we want to honor you for that, God. Father, we thank you for your spilled blood on Calvary, God. We thank you for this season that brings us to a reminder that you shed your blood and gave your life for us, God. Father, we're asking you, God, to save our lives, God. Save our families, God. Save our minds, God, in Jesus' name. Father, as we come before you, God, we're asking you, God, to raise us up, God. We ask you, God, to go into each and every ministry represented here tonight, God. Those who are pastors, those who are prophets, Archbishop, Pastor Jordan, Father, we thank you for their leadership and their guidance, God. Father, we thank you for the prophetic word that has come through them and their ministry, God. Father, we thank you for the way that they have stood, God, as examples, God. Father, we're asking you, God, to allow us, having been all to stand, allow us to stand, God. Father, we thank and praise you because we know, God, that without you, nothing can be done. And, God, we honor you for that. And, Father, we ask you, anybody on this prayer line, God, who is suffering from any sickness, God, we ask you to let it be a testimony of how you've healed us, God. And we will never forget to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We exhort you this evening. We exhort you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we would want to thank you for the ability to assemble with the saints tonight, Father. And we thank you also for the covering and protection, Lord, around each member on this call, around their homes, around their families, around their church homes. Father, we just want to thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah for even assembling this call tonight, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for the churches that we are aligned to. And Father, now we thank you and we speak increase across this call. We speak increase across this call. Father God, we speak innovative ideas, Father. Father, we decree that money-making ideas shall come forth, Father, because we know that you are and you have the answers to all things. And, Father, we know that you add daily to your church and you add daily to your people. And, Father God, we thank you now for the work that you're doing around each family on this call. Father, we thank you for the work. We thank you for the healing of mind, Lord. Father, we thank you for the peace of mind. We thank you for the peace that you bring into the homes of these families, Father. Father, and as we begin to pray forth tonight, Father, let your spirit begin to touch each of the family members, Lord. Begin to touch the husbands. Begin to touch the wives. Begin to touch the children. Begin to touch the grandparents. Begin to touch the aunts. Begin to touch the uncles. Father God, we believe that in you all things are possible. Father God, as we begin to pray tonight, let a togetherness come with each family, Lord. Let a togetherness come. And Father God, we see favor, and we speak favor going forth for each and every individual on this call, Father. For we know all things are possible through you. And we speak forth also divine connections in the areas of breakthrough that each of us seek, Lord. We speak that forth right now.
Yes.
Let the angels of favor be released in the areas of need and desire that we're looking for right now, Lord. May your breakthroughs forever and continue to happen. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come to you, Father God, as a oneness, as a group today, Father God. We thank you, God, because you let us know that we should and we ought to pray ye one for another, praying for your brothers and your sisters, Father God, your aunts and even your teachers, Father God, your mentors, Father God. God, our ancestors have gone through the struggle and stood until they passed this earth, Father God, praying for us, Father God, the grandparents that have prayed for us, the great-grandparents that have prayed for us, God. Now it's our turn to pray for ourselves and the next generation, Father God. God, you know this world and you know where we live, Father God. You know what the world is doing and what's going on. But there is no power greater than you, Father God. I don't care who's in it, and we hold on to you, Father God. Nothing shall separate us from your love, God, and we thank you for this. No pestilence, no hate, no turmoil, no sickness, no nothing shall separate us from your love. And because you love us so much, Father God, you provide healing. You provide protection. You provide guardians, Father God. And you have assembled your angels to come and to encamp around us, Father God. God, strengthen the hearts of the mothers here today. Strengthen the hearts of the fathers here today, Father God. Help us to be comfortable
in you, Father God, our faith comfortable in you, Father God, that no matter what comes our way, Father God, we're just continuing to stand, Father God. We ask you just to build us up with more Holy Ghost boldness in our soul, our spirit, and our mind, Father God, so that we can walk this earth and do the things in Jesus' name, who died for us because he loved us so much, Father God. I'm just asking you just to touch the wounds of the women, Father God, not only our physical wounds, but our spiritual wounds, that we're able to birth things, Father God, and giving that life, the things life, Father God. You put in us the gifts, Father God. Please, God, don't let our gifts grow dormant. Help us to find divine networks that we can walk and commune and mesh our businesses to grow them, Father God, that you get the praise. You get the praise. You get the praise, Father God. We're continuing to praise you when we wake, when we walk, when we even in our sleep, Father God. May you just always be present in our lives. Father God, touch the people when they sleep, Father God. Awaken into them their destinies, Father God. Give them visions and dreams, Father God. Give them hope even in this hour, Father God. We thank you for what you've been doing so far. We're not going to forget that, Father God, and we thank you for the things you're getting ready to do in our health, in our mind, in our schooling, and even our churches, Father God. Wake up the dry bones even in the churches, Father God. God, just people are coming to the altar, and they need you, Father God, and you are there. Help them to recognize you and not the evil things of the world. Help them to recognize you and the power that's in them and in this world, Father God. We give your name the praise even for the ministry, the Zoe ministry, Father God, and all the other ministries assembled here, for we are all one under you, Father God. Thank you, and amen, amen.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this time of prayer. Father, we thank you for the Master Prophet. We thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you, Father, for the people that are on the line. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace. Lord, we thank you for healing your people.
We
thank you for salvation. Lord, in your word it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Mm-hmm. And as your people call upon you, Lord, that they will hear you, that you will hear them, Lord, and that they'll follow after you. Father, I thank you for removing the blindness from their eyes, Lord. Cause them to hear and obey the things of you. Lord, allow them to walk in the peace that is far beyond men understanding. Let them know that all is well, Lord. Order their footsteps, Lord. Lord, I pray for the ones that need healing. Your word says in Isaiah 53:5, by your stripes we are healed. And let your people know that you are near and that you stick to them closer than a brother, Lord, and that they are not alone. Lord, we bless your people, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you supply all our needs, Father, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood covering, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that the best is yet to come, Lord. I thank you for bringing healing. I thank you for bringing restoration. I thank you for blessing with joy. I thank you for abundance and prosperity. Lord, I thank you for wholeness in Jesus' name, because, God, you said you are more than enough. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I praise you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for miracles. I thank you, Father God, for your love, and I thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we give you glory tonight, Father. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, Father. We lift up your voice, God, Father. For as our voices are the trumpets tonight, God, as we open up our mouths, Father, we thank you that we are shifting things in the spirit realm. We are shifting things in the atmosphere, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the power of life being in our tongue tonight, God. That, Father, when we open up our mouths, we open up our mouths, Father, with the possibility that you want to bring into the earth realm, Father. I thank you for salvation, God. I thank you for your blood right now, Father. The blood that you shed on Calvary, God. The blood that covers a multitude of sin, Father. I thank you for the shedding of your blood tonight, running in every nook and every cranny and every crack of our lives, God. Every crack and every cranny of our situations and our circumstances, oh God. Father, I thank you tonight that you make the enemy behave tonight, oh God. The yes. word says that he had to get permission, Father God. And I thank you that you said, have you tried my servant, oh God, as we are in a space and place of being tried to come up, Father God, and to be the divinity that you called us to be in the earth realm, God. I thank you that you've given us power. I thank you that you've given us your angels. I thank you that you've given us your faith, oh God. Father, I thank you right now, God, not just, Father, in legal situations, but I thank you for contractual agreements. I thank you for percentages working out just right. I thank you for favor in being personified and walking in the earth with us, oh God. Thank you for the great ideas which are falling from heaven as angels, oh God. I thank you for the great dreams that are falling from heaven as angels, oh God. I thank you for strengthening the body tonight, God, to see beyond what's there and see into the spirit realm, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this age. But God, you've given us a weapon in our voice. You've given us a weapon in our worship. You've given us a weapon in our praise, Father. And I thank you right now, Father, for every person on the line, God. Whatever the situation, circumstance may be, Father, I thank you that you've cut and cleared a path that it's already worked out, God. I thank you that you're already at the end, oh God. And we are working, Father, from the end in our faith, from the end, Father God, in our thoughts, from the end in our actions, oh God. I thank you, and I give you the praise for it right now, Father. Hey, yes, I give you the praise for it right now, God, because only you can do it as a great God, as an amazing God. Nobody knows what it looks like in government but you. Nobody knows what's going to be the outcome but you. Nobody knows what it looks like in that surgery room but you. But I thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us and for making and creating ways for your people, God. Out of no way, only a loving God can do that. And I give you praise for it. I give you honor for it. I give you glory for it right now. Thank you for the master prophet. And thank you for Prophetess Deborah and the first family of the prophetic God. Continue to bless them immensely. Continue to allow the blessings to reign over there. Keep every one of their children and their grandchildren, God, close to your bosom. Make a way special for them. If nobody else but them, make a way, Father, because they are the eyes in which we need to see. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you tonight for this midnight cry prayer call. Lord, I pray tonight that you will minister to those who are on this line who are still living in fear, Lord God, fear of not making it, fear of not living in their purpose, fear, Lord God, that they will not have enough. But I pray tonight that you would raise us with the strength and the courage to live out the prophetic word that has been spoken above our lives, Lord God. I pray for those, Lord God, who are still in question, whose hearts are still hardened, Lord God, who are still crying at night, Lord God. I pray that you would touch us, those who are still, Lord God, seeking to hear your voice, seeking to hear your will for their lives, Lord God. I pray that you would make yourself even more available tonight. Lord, I pray that the glory of God will bestow upon us like never before, Lord God, that when we walk into rooms, Lord God, people will feel your presence. They will know that through us, Lord God, that they will feel you and know you for themselves. But I pray for our family members, Lord God, those connected to us. May they too feel the grace upon their lives because of us as we stand as intercessors, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that our seeds that we sow in faith would manifest greatly for us in this season, Lord God. I pray that this is the season, Lord God, that any Goliath that has been in our ways in the past, God, that you would give us the strength to knock them down. But I praise you in this midnight hour like never before, giving you just thanks, Lord God. Thanks for just always being there, Lord God, even in times and places where we don't even acknowledge you, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to walk in the ways of you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, over every aspect, every area of our lives that still need you, Lord God. Forgive us for even the things that we do not know of, Lord God. I pray that you would forgive us, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you tonight in your mighty precious name. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, move, Holy Spirit, and have your way.
And Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace. Your grace is sufficient, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your name, Father God, and begin to worship you, Father. I just thank you for life. I thank you for love. I thank you for ministry, Father God. I thank you for family. I thank you for foundation even now, Father God. Father God, touch every life, every soul, even on this line, even now, Father God. Begin to cover our house, Father God. Father God, allow us to walk in the direction that you see fit, Father God. Allow your will to be done, not our will, Father, but your will. Allow your will to be done in our lives. Order our steps so that we may begin to move as you have seen fit for us to move, Father God. Allow us to hear you clearly, Father God. Father, allow us to have right choice, Father, to be keen to hear your voice. For our men even now, Father God. Father, I touch all of the women even now. I touch, Father God, begin to touch even the children in our lives even now, Father God. Father, I thank you for touching the heart and allowing love to self shown, Father God. Allow love to show through each and every one of us, Father God. Father, begin to allow us to have innovative ideas, Father God. Father, allow us to begin to dream many dreams and remember them. Begin to write them down, Father God. Allow us to see our destiny, Father God. Father, allow us to walk in that even now, Father God. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity every day to worship you and lift your name on high, Father God. Give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come before you now, Father, and we thank you as we continue to lift you up and exalt your holy name. Father, we thank you for our master prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. Father God, we thank you and we ask that you continue to touch and heal every child, Father, every brother, every sister, every mother, every daughter, Father. Father, we thank you even for this day, even for this hour, Father. We thank you for giving us the strength, Father. We thank you for the new courage, Father, even to take risk in this season, Father. Father, we thank you for abundance even in this season, even in this hour, Father. We thank you for the prosperity, Father. Father, we thank you for even now, Father, doing those prophetic words, Father, that have already been spoken over our families' lives, Father. We thank you for the increase, Father. We thank you because we know that your word says, Father, that when Job prayed for his friends, he got blessed double. Father, we ask now for that double portion, Father, to rain upon our friends and our family members, Father. Father, continue to touch every household, Father. Continue to touch every minister, Father. Continue to touch every ministry, Father. Continue to touch every pastor, every bishop, Father. Continue to touch every reverend, every elder, Father. Continue to touch every deacon and deaconesses, Father. Continue to touch every auxiliary, Father, that you may have inside of your church, Father. Father, we ask that your light may continue to shine, Father, brighter than it shined ever before, Father. May the light of your love, Father, continue to shine in our hearts, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for turning the hearts of the wicked, Father, turning the hearts of those that have turned their back on you, Father. We thank you, Father, for making them a believer, Father, showing them new mercies, Father, daily. Father God, we thank you even now, Father, for all the new things and increase that you continue to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening not to ask you for anything, Father God, but just to thank you, for you are worthy to be praised, Father. And Father God, we just thank you for this time of prayer and fellowship. We thank you for this midnight prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for those who have taken the time out to come out and pray and intercede for others at this time, Lord God. We thank you for the families of the loved ones connected to those here on this line, Lord God. We thank you for touching even those that we just come into contact with daily, Lord God, our coworkers, Lord God, our bosses, our neighbors, our children's teachers, our children's babysitters, the police officers, our government officials, Lord God. We even thank you for them, and we thank you for touching their minds and their hearts in this season, Father, that they may know your people and handle them accordingly, Lord God.
We thank you for recovering our protection over all of our lives, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up in the morning, Lord God, and for giving us work in the day, Lord, and for giving us rest in the evening. And, Father, we thank you for watching over us in all of our goings and our comings, Lord God. We thank you for favor in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strength. We thank you for wisdom in this season, Lord God. We thank you for peace. We thank you for love in this season, Lord God. We thank you for right thought, Lord God, in this season. We thank you for right connections in this season. We thank you for just putting us in the right place at the right time, Father God. We thank you for right relationships and for removing wrong relationships from our lives, Lord God. We thank you for increase, Father. We thank you for financial breakthroughs in this season. We thank you for spiritual breakthroughs in this season. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for courage in this season. We thank you for ordering our steps, Father. And we thank you for the Pastor Deborah Jordan and for the Archbishop, Father God. And we thank you for strengthening them in this season. We thank you for continuously blessing them and covering them, Father God. And we thank you for all the miraculous things you continue to do in all of our lives, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you. As your words say, I love the Lord because he have heard my voice and my supplication. And Father God, we come before your throne of grace to just tell you we love you. We love you, Father God. We thank you that you have heard our voice and you have heard our supplication. We love you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do for us, God. We thank you and we love you, Father God. We love you. We thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, God, that you will begin to cause a major turnaround and shift in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of transformation. I thank you for the spirit of elevation. I thank you for the spirit of divine prosperity. I thank you for the spirit of divine new health, God. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of divine new strength. I thank you, Father God, for the, hallelujah, the spirit of divine healing and restoration, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that the spirit of peace, hallelujah, that surpasses all of understanding. God, I thank you, Father God, is moving in our life right now, in every aspect of our life. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of divine increase, divine overflow, divine, hallelujah, release. Hallelujah, an abundance of blessings, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that as your word said, you would do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask of things, according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to begin to bless us with daily bread, Lord. Daily bread, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for overflow. I thank you, Father God, that you give us seed to sow and bread to eat. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. And Father God, we come against every stronghold of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We come against any type of distraction, any kind of destruction, any kind of death, sickness, any type of disease, God. We come against it by the blood of Jesus. And Father God, I plead your blood over your people right now. I plead your blood over their homes, their cars, their finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over their businesses, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every ministry, every pastor right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you will grace us to decrease, that you may increase. Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to intervene for us. Go before us right now, Holy Spirit, to make every crooked place straight today. In the name of Jesus, when the enemy come in at the flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus, God, give us standing power. Give us sustaining power, God. In the name of Jesus, give us maintaining power, God. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We call your assignment against our, hallelujah, men, young men, hallelujah, our Joshua's of today, Lord. We call your assignment against them null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Move them into a place of purpose. Move them in a place of your divine will in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Joy. I thank you, Father God, for our beloved Pastor Prophet Deborah Joy and her beloved family and grandchildren. I thank you, Father God, for our beloved Mother Jordan, hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, for our stand, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough for Zoe Ministry in the name of Jesus. Bless every member there, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the Kelly family. We pray right now for the Chin family. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Put your encamp your angels all around them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree miracles right now in the name of Jesus. God, let your dunamis power begin to move for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the left. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. And Father God, I thank you for allowing us to rest in your spirit. I thank you, God, for giving us the authority and giving us the power to declare the blood of Jesus over any situation. Father God, I ask that you touch the minds of our children, Father God. Father God, we come to you with open hearts, God, and open ears, God, and open eyes to see what we need to see. Father God, I thank you for the journey that you have given us. I thank you for the inspirational force and the life that you have given to us. Father God, I thank you, God, for allowing your Holy Spirit to lead us in this season, God. God, let your will be done in our life, God. God, let the prosperity reign in every area of our life. Holy Spirit, we ask that anything that seems like it's broken, God, we ask that you repair it, God. Anything that seems like it was lost, let it to be recovered. Anything that seems like it was closed, God, we ask that you open it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And it is so. And Father, we thank you for every prayer, every utterance, every request. Lord, we thank you in advance. It has already been heard. And Father, grant us wisdom, grant, and give us strength, Father, as we move into this new day, into this day that you have made. Lord, we will rejoice. And Father, we will be glad because we will be singing your praises, speaking your word in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Naomi, it has been powerful tonight. And I want to thank everyone that participated in this call tonight, and we just give God praise for you, for we know that God has begun a good work, and God is going to perfect everything that concerns us in this season. Amen. So, Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase and let the people know what else that they can expect. God
Amen.
Bless you. I love you all.
Amen.
Love you, Pastor.
Love you,
Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
All right. Everyone, want to thank everyone once again for coming on the line. I do know we are up for our 12 noon call. Prophetess Jessica, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Prophetess Naomi, and yes,
yes.
You are correct.
Tell the people about what's happening next on less than 12 hours.
Yes.
Wow.
In less than 12 hours, we will be joining you again for Pop Life Radio. Tomorrow, well, today is Wednesday. We're having Wisdom Class Wednesday, a very exciting show with Prophetess Myra Moore, Prophetess Terry Stinsett, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, and Prophetess Tamlin Hodge. They will be hosting. So it's definitely a power-packed call, and you do not want to miss it. That's tomorrow, 12 to 1.
Amen. So you don't want to miss out. And then also the Master Prophet, our Archbishop, he will be back on the line with teaching. We are teaching out of the Ye Are Gods Part 3. So you definitely want to be part of the Book of the Month. So you can definitely be getting those books. You cannot get those books anywhere. You can only get it by being part of the Book of the Month. Okay. Also, Eagle God, check your emails. Check your emails. There have been prophetic instructions that we have to do before the springtime.
We're about to come and we're springing forth into our miracles, springing forth in our breakthroughs, springing forth and just into some new things. So check your email. And I want to thank everyone once again, and we are going to say good night and God bless, and we will be back on the line by between 11:50 and 11:55 to get the lineup of the prophets, and we will be back for midnight prayer. Have a blessed morning, everyone.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
We love you
God
all.
Bless you.
Love you.
Good night. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.